Veterans Day is an annual opportunity for people in the U.S. to honor the nation's armed forces. But for one Utah soldier, this year's holiday also marks the first steps into a new project that will address issues that linger with veterans and their families after service. Jonathan Sandoval returned home from a tour in Iraq 2 years ago. In many ways, Sandoval says the stresses of being a soldier at war hindered his ability to assimilate back into daily civilian life.
When I came home, I really just kind of sat in my house for, you know, almost an entire year. I didn't really leave the house. I drank a lot. And after that first year, I finally kind of coming out of the house and trying to find things for me to do. And I just never really found anything that made me feel whole again, or as fulfilled as I did when I was in the military. So I kind of struggled with that a lot. And then trying to relate with my family and friends made everything kind of hard in general.
Sandoval says he finally pulled himself out of his slump when he realized he enjoyed traveling and hearing about the similar experiences of his fellow servicemen trying to re-enter society. Sandoval decided that these stories needed to be heard.
Being in completely new places with new people and just kind of experiencing all these new things, similar to the way that I did in the military, where they sent me new places. And so I kind of just felt that this is what I enjoyed. And so I tried to find a way to do that and to share it with people. And I finally kind of came up with a story of how to share my own experiences. And so then I wanted to also add other soldiers' experiences who, you know, might have been going through the same thing, to just kind of share with everyone.
It is often difficult for soldiers to relate to their friends and family after having dealt with the hardships of war and spending so much time away from home. Sandoval says this is the issue that he wanted to address when making his documentary film, Battle of Purpose, Life After the Military.
The kind of whole basic story is, these kids that are joining the military are 18, 20 years old and are essentially raised into adulthood by the military. And so it's basically just trying to show the difficulties that most all veterans face trying to find themselves again as a civilian.
Part of addressing this problem is also looking at the role post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, plays in the life of a veteran. Sandoval says that while he appreciates that PTSD has been getting more attention in recent years, he says all soldiers come back bearing something on their shoulders, even if it isn't PTSD. Sandoval says he is planning on traveling by car across the U.S. to document the lives of veterans who have succeeded in finding their way back into the world at home, and those who are still struggling to do so. But in order to get the project off the ground, Sandoval needs funding. For that, he turned to popular crowdfunding site Kickstarter and planned a launch date for Veterans Day 2014. He says he needs at least $9,000 by the 10th of December to pay for his expenses, including fuel, food, and film equipment. Sandoval said, leaving in the dead of winter sounds crazy to most people he talks to, but to him, the time around the holidays holds a special significance.
During the holidays of between Thanksgiving all the way to New Year's, there's oftentimes an increase in suicides between veterans and active duty soldiers. So I find it important for me to leave during this time so I can talk to these veterans in this very dark time for some of them and share their story.
Sandoval says he plans on completing his loop around the country in 30 days. For more information about Sandoval's project, including his budget and planned route around the U.S., visit upr.org.